the field. Birchmeyer keeping it for himself and running 5 yards before he even sees a white uniform. That's too many yards on a read option play. You got to step up. Somebody's got to force him to hand the ball off to somebody else.
Birchmeyer keeping it for himself.
There we go.
And Ubley attacks and explodes at the line and brings him in for no gain on the play. Brought down Darren Soule leading the charge with that one at the 23-yard line for no gain. Second down and 10 to go. 5:38 left in the third.
And that's what I'm talking about. The end was sealed. This time it's Darren Soule flying out of that defensive tackle position, defensive end position, getting up and getting after the quarterback and forcing very little gain.
Working just inside the right hash at the ugly 23-yard line. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Birchmeyer back to pass, and it's batted down at the line of scrimmage by the front line of Upley's defense. A nice heads-up play by the tall, lanky number 60, Darren Soule for the Upley Bearcats. Third down and 10 for the Hornets, leading by 7 points, 13-6 over Upley.
Another new name into the game as number 68, Eric Wuschlager, not in the game right now. Looked like number 88, sophomore Colton Rosenthal in the game. He could have been another one there, Clark, that could have had his hand on that ball too.
Trips to the left, one to the right. Birchmeyer in the shotgun has Ruddy to his left. Just inside to the left, right hash, and Ruddy man in motion to the left. And the pass intended to the near sideline to number 10, Bigelow. Goes right through his hands. He can't bring it in. And now it's a fourth down, 10 to go for Birchmeyer and the Hornets. And they have some decisions to make.
This is exactly what the Bearcat defense needed to do. They forced fourth down and 10 on the Hornets. This Hornet offense, very potent. They can get a first down in many ways. They love to throw the football. You got to anticipate pass here and keep your defenders close to you and knock the ball down. You don't need an interception. Just knock it down, and your offense will be back on the field.
Birchmeyer in the shotgun by himself. Ubley swarming to the ball. He scrambles for himself, and he is brought down before the first down marker. Way back at the 12-yard line, Darren Soule tracked him down in another turnover of downs for the Ubley defense in this game, and gives the ball back with no harm done in the second half yet. It's still 13-6, a one-possession ball game.
Very impressed with the Bearcats' pass coverage, and on top of that, the defensive line with no blitz. He's just bringing three of his big guys and bringing them and bringing pressure, and they forced Birchmeyer to step up in the pocket. He tucked and run, and when he did, Darren Soule tracked him down from behind. And it was not enough for a first down. The Bearcat defense answers the bell. Now let's see if the offense can go the length of the field and get back in this game.
It's a handoff right up the middle. Not much going there at all. Gets out to maybe the 17-yard line. On the bottom of the pile is Derek Brown, brought down by number 77, Tommy Harold of New Lothrop. Second down, 9 to go, left and right across your radio. Wind in their face, trailing by 7 points, 4.75 left in the third.
Couple of Bearcats, Nathan Keller and Gavin Palace checking out. Number 41, Dominic Rosenthal, 47, excuse me, Dominic Rosenthal checking into the game along with Gregory Keller. This will be his first action since that mishap in the first quarter.
Coming up to the line of scrimmage, T formation, three-man backfield. Mychek is under center, facing a second down, 9 to go from their own 12-yard line. Going with the handoff right up the middle. The pile moves all the way out to the 23-yard line from the 17. A 6-yard gain. Sets up a third down and 3 to go. Brought down by number 53, Carter Hemmingsburg for New Lothrop. And Ubley facing a third and manageable.
Jonathan Brandle on that carry, holding his arm, rib area a little bit. He's getting beat up in this game, but he's been their best running back. And would be surprised if on third and three he gets the call again here, Clark. He's been their best and only running back here so far tonight.
Work inside the left hash. It's a handoff up the middle across the 25-yard line, close to the first down stick at the 27. Initial line is saying it's going to bring up fourth down. Jonathan Brandle on the carry yet again. And it almost appears, and they're calling it. First down, move the chains for the Bearcats. No need for fourth down.
Hold on a second, Clark. There's some. There's a little conference out there right now.
The head official, your referee today is Pat Campbell. He signaled it, and now they're going to say, "Hold on a second, hold the horses," as they are going to measure this one. No,
They got to reset the chains on the sideline before they bring them out.
Well, that's the most, in my opinion, the most important person on the chain gang is that fourth member who has the clip. It goes to the nearest five-yard line between the sticks. He's responsible for getting them there in the event that they have to retreat because of a tackle or whatever happens. It's his job to clip that in so they have a sufficient spot. Now, where the ball is spotted, that's a whole different story as they're stretching out the sticks, and looks like he has it by a half a football. First down, Ubley Bearcats move the chains, first and 10.
That was close, Clark, but either way, I think Coach Coffman would have gone for it there. His running game has been able to get positive yards all game long, just not the chunk runs outside of Jonathan Brandle, but a tough run, again, by Brandle. Can't say enough about his game so far today. That's a tough couple yards he got there, but a new set of downs. And don't be surprised here, Clark. Derek Brown or somebody gets a carry to take the load off him for a second.
Working off the left hash at the 27-yard line. Brandle, actually, Mychek's going to keep this for himself around the right end, across the 30-yard line, and brought down by a pack of black jerseys at the 30-yard line. And leading the way would be number 20, Joey Quarter, after a 3-yard gain, second down and 7 from Matt Mychek.
Matt Mychek may be asked to do that a few more times here in the second half, as he found a little bit of running room there. Clark was able to get 4 yards pretty easily until those Hornets realized he had the football. He does such a good job disguising where the football is.
Working off the right hash on your near side of your radio, left, right across your radio are your Bearcats. 13-6, they trailed New Lothrop by 7. Mychek under center, gets the snap, and it's a handoff right up the middle, and that's going to get out to the 32, maybe the 33-yard line, as Brandle, being your workhorse today, brought down by Tommy Harold, the defensive lineman, wider and taller than anyone else out there. Third down and 4 to go after a 2-yard gain.
Nathan Keller checks in for Gregory Keller. Interesting substitution there by the Bearcats, as Gregory Keller is your more of your receiving back. Nathan Keller, more of your running back / blocking back. So I'm not sure here, but I'm almost going to think they're going to run the football again, Clark. I wouldn't be surprised if Nathan Keller gets it fresh off the sideline.
2 minutes remain in the third. Third down and 4, and it's a Brandle carry out to about just shy of the 35-yard line. We'll see where the spot is. That will be 2 yards short of the first down marker, as he's brought down by Luke Krupp out of that linebacking core. And it is fourth down, 2 yards to go for the Ubley Bearcats at their own 35-yard line, 90 seconds before the end of the third quarter.
Looks like Mychek staying on the field. That tells me it's go time for the Bearcats. They need a full 2 yards, Clark. The ball spotted right at the 35-yard line. They need all of the 37, maybe a little more than that 37-yard line. Who they got in the backfield there, Clark?
I can't even see that far.
Brown and Keller and Brandle.
Mychek under center. 10 men in the box, and we have a timeout called by Dave Kaufman just before that snap occurred. Dave Kaufman saw something he didn't like, and he's going to discuss this one with his team, as Dave Kaufman has seen a resurging program while he's been at the helm of this Bearcats program.
The Ubley Bearcats, they've always been a good football team. Dave Kaufman carrying on tradition here, getting his team back into the regional final here against New Lothrop at Chesaning High School.
Beautiful facility.
Absolutely
beautiful.
They have put a lot of money and renovation into this facility, and it looks fantastic from the baseball field to the tennis court to the football field, everything. Brand new, it's fantastic.
A $25 million millage was passed just a few years ago, and they are basically doubling down on their school district. Good to see. Dave Kaufman today is his 61st game as head coach for the Ubley Bearcats in his sixth season. He has gone 39-21 so far through 60 games for a .650 batting average.
Not too bad.
1:05 left in the third quarter. Ubley facing a fourth down and 2.
This is a big play in this game for the Bearcats. They're going to have to come up with their best play yet.
And now they're going with the wing tee to the right. 2 men in the backfield and a running back 1 step behind And Mychek's going to keep it. He has the first down. He's on his feet at the 45.
He breaks free.
He has room to run. He's in New Lothrop at the 30 to the 25 and finally brought down at the 23-yard line. Matt Mychek needed 2 yards from the